From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Jurors at the corruption trial of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich have signaled to the judge in the case they may be deadlocked on at least some of the counts against him, though the judge, James Zagel, essentially told the jury to come back tomorrow and give it another go. Jury members in a note to the judge said they've made a, quote, reasonable attempt to reach a unanimous decision on some aspects of the case and asked for guidance if they can't reach a decision on a given count. Blagojevich has pleaded not guilty to 24 counts, including charges he sought to sell or trade President Obama's vacant Senate seat. Former Chicago Congressman Dan Rostenkowski has died. NPR's Peter Overby reports Rostenkowski held power for 13 years as chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, but he was felled by scandal.
Dan Rostenkowski wanted to accomplish things, and he did. Presiding over one of Congress's most powerful committees, Rosty was a driving force to overhaul the tax code, rescue Social Security, and cut the deficit. Lobbyist and former lawmaker Tom Downey, a Ways and Means Committee veteran, described Rostenkowski's approach.
Try to work out deals with Republicans, try to get a bipartisan package put together if you could, and then bring that to the floor. That was good legislation for him.
Rostenkowski lost his chairmanship and then his House seat when he was accused of misusing public funds. He pleaded guilty to two counts and served 17 months. He was 82 when he died at his home in Wisconsin. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
The Obama administration is proposing a multi-billion dollar lifeline for homeowners in some of the most hard-hit job markets who are facing imminent foreclosure. Treasury Department announced plans to send $2 billion to 17 states with high jobless rates. Another $1 billion will go to a new program being run by the Department of Housing and Urban Development, which will provide homeowners with emergency zero-interest rate loans of up to $50,000 for as long as 2 years. Federal judge has ordered Wells Fargo to pay California customers more than $200 million in restitution, ruling the banking giant manipulated the way it processes payments to maximize overdraft fees. From KQED in San Francisco, Rachel Miro reports.
It used to be banks and credit unions bounced checks and charged a fee in a reactive fashion, but in the age of automatic electronic payments, banks can influence the process. Instead of running transactions in the order in which they are received, Wells Fargo runs the biggest ones first. Many banks do, generating $40 billion a year for the industry. A U.S. district judge in San Francisco found that unfair and deceptive, and other federal judges may follow his lead in similar cases. But a spokeswoman for Wells Fargo claims its operations have been consistent with customers' interests and the law. Speaking of which, new federal laws require banks get customer permission before processing overdrafts, but they don't prohibit banks from ranking transactions by size. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
Stocks erased all their gains for the year amid new economic concerns. The Dow was down 265 points today. This is NPR. Officials with the U.S. Marshals Service are saying the search for an escaped prison inmate and his fiance, who allegedly helped the inmate along with several others break out of a privately run state prison in Arizona, is focusing on an area in Arkansas today. Marshals Service officials say a couple who robbed a store in northwest Arkansas would seem to fit the description of John McCluskey and his fiance, Castellan Welsh. Officials are trying to obtain surveillance video from the store. McCluskey and Welsh have eluded authorities since McCluskey and two other inmates broke out of a prison in June. The other two escapees have been recaptured. Spacewalking astronauts Tracy Codwell Dyson and Doug Wheelock successfully removed a broken pump on the International Space Station. NPR's Joe Palco reports they also made some progress preparing a replacement pump for installation.
The failed pump is a critical component of the cooling system aboard the station. On a first spacewalk this past weekend, the astronauts couldn't disconnect one of the coolant lines running to the bad pump. Once he was in the right place on this spacewalk, Oscar Kaler in Houston asked Doug Wheelock if he was ready to try again.
So, Wills, are you ready to demate this bad boy?
I think so.
When it still wouldn't budge, Kaler told him it was time to use brute force and shake the connector.
You've got to go to shake violently. That's the words I was given.
Okay.
In all directions.
That did it. The line came loose. Another spacewalk will be needed to install the new pump. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
Bankrupt U.S. auto parts company Visteon is reported to be in talks with at least three bank groups about obtaining exit financing. According to people familiar with the matter, Visteon is speaking with, among others, Morgan Stanley and Barclays Capital about obtaining $700 million in exit financing. Visteon filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy more than a year ago. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.